لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا. Before I start, let me remind all of you of something. Let me draw your attention to something. We said that tomorrow, inshallah, at night, those who want a tariqah rifa'iyah can take it, but to take in considerations some issues, let us do it tonight. So inshallah after the dinner, whomever wants to take a tariqah rifa'iyah, let them pray two rak'ahs with the intention of repentance. Those two rak'ahs are two rak'ahs of sunnah prayer, nafil. And let them have in their heart that they are doing it with repentance. من لما اجا ابوك انت هون خليك من لما اجا ابوك انت هون جيت معه من لما اجا ابوك جيت معه ما شفتك خلاص. الله يكرمك. هيدول السؤالين هلا هيدا عيوني منه صعبي راهم انت اذا بتقلي هيدا وهيدا او ما هلا وقت الاسئله حتى بس خليهم عندك. طيب خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. من جملة المعاملات المحرمة بيع ما يحرم استعماله، الآلات التي يحرم استعمالها. Among the prohibited transactions is to sell instruments which one is not allowed to use. مثل الطنبور، الطنبور آلة تشبه العود. Like شو بيسموها؟ Like the lute. وكذلك ومثل الطنبور كل آلة تطرب بنفسها. كل آلة تطرب بنفسها. Like the lute is every musical instrument that gives enchantment alone when it's played alone. فلا يحرم مثلا الدف. For example, selling and buying a duf. You know what's a duf? The tambourine is not prohibited. كذلك بيع الطبل وشراؤه. Likewise, selling and buying drums is not prohibited. إلا نوعا واحدا وهو الذي وهو الواسع من الطرفين الضيق في الوسط المسمى بالكوبة أو في بعض البلاد بالدربكة وما شابه. Except one kind of drums, which is wide in the two extremes and tight in the middle, which is called al-kuba, or in some countries they call it the bakka, or the لأن هذا لا يستعمله إلا الفستاق في الأصل. Because this instrument is used originally by the enormous sinners. فاستعماله تشبه بهم. So using it, playing it, is imitating them. This is why it is prohibited. Not because it gives an enchantment when it's played alone. For this reason. كذلك لا يصح بيع المزمار. Likewise, it is not valid to sell the flute because one is prohibited to play it. وكذلك يحرم بيع النرد. Likewise, it is not permissible to sell the dye. لكن مع حرمته يصح البيع إن صلح بيادق للشطرنج. But if it can be used as شو البيدق الجنديل pieces or pawn for playing chess, فإن ظن أن الذي يشتريه لا يستعمله في المعصية جاز له بيعه. So if he thinks that the one who is buying it will not use it in disobeying Allah Ta'ala, he will use it for the chest, for example, then it is permissible to sell it. ويجوز الطبل ولو كان على هيئة الصحن. لو كان على هيئة الصحن يعني مقعرا هيك. ليس شرطا أن يكون الجانبان متساويين. وكثيرا ما يستعمل هذا الطبل للإيقاظ في رمضان، لإيقاظ الصائمين لتناول السحور في رمضان. Many times this kind of drums is used, also the drum that has the shape, the concave shape, like a bowl. Also this kind is permissible. Many times it's used in different countries to wake up the people to eat at the suhoor time in Ramadan. وفي بعض البلاد هذا هو النوع الشائع من الطبول. And in some countries this is the famous type of drums. This is used or played by them. ويحرم بيع الشيء الحلال الطاهر على من تعلم أنه يريد أن يعصي به. It is prohibited to sell something which is pure and which is pure and it's permissible to use it, if you know that the one who is going, who's buying it, is going to use it to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مثلا يريد أن يشتري سكينا ليقتل شخصا بغير حق. For example, someone wants to buy a knife to kill somebody unrightfully. ليس لك أن تبيعه. You are not entitled to sell this knife to him. واحد يريد أن يشتري الخشب ليعمله عودا. ليعزف عليه. ليس لك أن تبيعه الخشب. Someone wants to buy the wood to make a lute from it. It is not permissible, if you know that, to sell him this wood. واحد يريد أن يشتري القصب ليعمله مزمارا. Someone wants to buy the bamboo to make it a flute. You are not entitled to sell it to him. واحد يريد أن يشتري العنب ليعصره خمرا. If someone wants to buy the grape fruit to squeeze it and make wine out of it, then it is not permissible for you to sell that person the grapes. وما هو مذكور في بعض كتب الحنفية بالنسبة لبيع العنب لمن يعصره خمرا فمرادهم بتلك العبارات أنه يصح البيع مع المعصية. بعضهم قد يستعمل عبارة يجوز مريدا بذلك صحة البيع فليتنبه لذلك. ليس معناه ما فيه معصية. Be aware that in some Hanafi books they might use the term يجوز when they are talking about selling grapes for someone whom you know that he is going to squeeze them and make wine out of them. They might use the term yajuz. They do not mean by yajuz there that it is permissible, there is no sin in that. They mean that the contract is valid. But the one who does it is sinful. So they do not want by that to deny the sin of doing that act, that transaction. Rather, they want to reflect that the money that one takes as a price is valid. Taking the money as a price is valid. Just like when you sell wood to someone to make a loot out of it. The contract itself is valid, but you are sinful for doing that. But in some of their books, they express by using the term yajuz, and sometimes yajuz is used to reflect that it is valid. And this is what they mean in that context. They do not mean to deny that this is a sin. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Because Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, which means do not help each other to commit sins. ويدخل في ذلك بيع الأفيون لمن يستعمله لتغيير العقل, this prohibited transaction includes selling opium for the one who uses it to get high. أما من استعمله في الأدوية فيجوز ذلك, استعماله من قبل الطبيب العارف في الدواء جائز. Using it to prepare a medicine, using it by a knowledgeable doctor to treat some illnesses, this is permissible. So it is permissible to sell it to a certain manufacturer that makes medicines using it. We are not talking about this. Selling it to someone that you know, you believe that he or she is going to use it to get high, is prohibited. ومثله الحشيشة, likewise marijuana, it is prohibited. أما ما لا يغير العقل ما لا يخدر ولا يسكر كالدخان كالتوتون مثلا فيجوز بيعه. Now, what does not affect the mind, does not change the mind, does not give enchantment change the mind, does not intoxicate, does not make one high, like in the case of marijuana and the like, it is permissible to sell it, like tobacco, for example. إلا لمن يضره, except for the person who is harmed by smoking it. You know that because of his health situation, he is harmed if he smokes tobacco. In this case, it is not permissible for you to sell tobacco to him. Haram. Even if he asks you to get him some, if he gives you money and he tells you, please buy for me one or two packs. Buy me two packs of cigarettes. It is not permissible for you to do that. because you know this harms him. It is not permissible for you to help him to harm himself. أما الخمر فكما قلنا لا يجوز بيعه ولو أريد من استعماله غير الشرب. As for الخمر, it is not permissible to buy it and sell it even if one wants it to use it in other than drinking it. مثلا واحد يريد أن يستعمل الخمر في الإحراق للمساعدة في إحراق شيء ليكون وقودا. في هذه الحال إذا حرام عليه أن يشتريها لذلك, وحرام عليك أن تبيعه لأنها خمر. For example, someone wants to use wine to as a as a fuel to light up a fire, and he wants to buy alcohol for that. It is not permissible for you to do it, to sell him wine or to buy wine for him, even if the purpose is not to drink it. لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة ولحم الخنزير والأصنام. إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الميتة والخمر ولحم الخنزير والأصنام. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الميتة والخمر والخنزير والأصنام, which means Allah تبارك وتعالى and His Prophet which means Allah revealed to His Prophet. Allah revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that selling al-mayta, the wine, the pork meat, and the idols is prohibited. فقال بعضهم يا رسول الله أرأيت شحوم الميتة تدهن بها السفن, يعني ليس للأكل, ويستصبح بها الناس يستعملونها للإضاءة. قال لا هو حرام, يعني وإن أريدت لغير ذلك حرام بيعها أي وشراؤها. When he said that, someone said, what if we want to buy it, to buy the grease of al-mayta, to use it in making the ships and to light up the fire. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told them that no, buying them is prohibited. So even if it wasn't with the purpose of eating, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that it is prohibited. وذلك لأن الله إذا حرم على قوم أكل شيء حرم عليهم أكل ثمنه. This is so because Allah تبارك وتعالى, if He makes something prohibited to eat, then it would be prohibited to sell it or buy it. وقد ورد ذلك في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ورد ذلك في حديث أبي داود عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. as it was narrated by Abu Dawood from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كذلك من البيوع المحرمة بيع المعيب بلا إظهار لعيبه. Likewise, among the prohibited transactions is to sell a defected item, an item that has a defect, without telling the buyer that it has this defect. That is, يعني البائع يعلم بعيبه ولا يخبر المشتري قبل العقد عنه. يكتم العيب. يبيعه مع كتمان عيبه عنه. مع معرفته به. هذا حرام. Which means the seller knows that this thing has a defect. And he does not tell the buyer before the transaction about the defect. Rather, he hides it from him. And he sells him the item without telling him about the defect. مثل هذا البيع محرم عليه اسم البائع عليه اسم. The seller is sinful in doing such a transaction. فإذا علم المشتري بالعيب فله أن يرد له خيار الرد لكن على الفور فإن أخر سقط خياره من غير عذر إن أخر من غير عذر سقط خياره. The buyer has the choice to give it back to the seller once he knows about the defect. And the seller has to accept getting it back and give back the money to the buyer. But this is the case if bringing him back the item takes place immediately when the buyer knows about the defect. If the buyer chooses to delay that without a reason, a valid reason, then he is not entitled anymore to bring it back. That is, if he brings it back, the seller does not have to take it and give him his money. Because he accepted it, he did not return it immediately. Without a valid excuse. وَلَوْ كَانَ تَاجِرٌ يَبِيعُ الْمَعِيبَ مع معرفته بالعيب من غير إظهار العيب فهذا يستحق التحذير منه. If a trader sells an item that he know it has a defect without telling the buyer about the defect, if it is known about him, then he deserves to be warned against. Such a person, it is then lawful to warn against such a person. طيب واضح إلى هنا؟ Is it clear up till here? Okay. حساب العوف. كل أرض شغلة الأرض إذا تخانة وبعدين. هو فيه أحكام يشهد. كان لا يستطيع الوصول الحاكم فإن لم يشهد بينعرف المعامل إلى لها أشياء. Whenever he knows about the defect, he needs to turn it, to return it back immediately. Everything that Allah made it prohibited to consume, to eat, then it is prohibited to sell it or buy it. That is among things that usually are sought to be eaten. Yeah, go ahead. Ah, this is another hadith. You said Abu Dawood. Allah revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam that selling al-mayta, the wine, the pork meat, and the idols is prohibited. Wafiq. طيب. الآن ننتقل إلى فائدة متعلقة بالمعاملات أيضا ببعض ما لا يجوز مما يقع فيه كثير من الناس. كذلك مما لا يصح قسمة تركة ميت أو بيع شيء منها قبل أن توفى ديونه ووصاياه وقبل إخراج أجرة حجة وعمرة إن كانا عليه. Likewise, among the prohibited transactions is to sell or to divide the inheritance of a deceased person, of course, before paying back his debts, fulfilling his will, and putting aside the expense needed for someone to perform al-hajj and al-umrah on his behalf if they were due on him and he did not do them. فإذا مات الشخص صارت تركته مربوطة بهذه الأمور. If someone dies, his inheritance becomes tied to this, to these issues. إن كان عليه ديون لابد أن توفى ديونه منها قبل قسمتها. If he had to pay debts that he did not pay, those debts need to be paid before dividing this inheritance. حتى لو كان الدين في الأصل يحل بعد سنة بموته صار الآن حالا. Even if the debt is due originally after 1 year, and he dies now, then the debt becomes due now, at the moment that he dies. So they need to pay back all his debts. سواء كان الدين لإنسان أو لله تعالى. Whether those debts were rights of human beings or rights of Allah تبارك وتعالى. مثلا كان عليه دين 5,000 دولار لإنسان وكان ما دفع الزكاة الواجبة عليه 3 سنين. فتدفع عنه الزكاة الواجب ل3 سنين ويدفع 5,000 دولار لصاحب الدين مثلا. For example, he did not pay a zakah, the due zakah on him for 3 consecutive years, and he did not pay back someone $5,000 that he owes him. In this case that he owed him, the debts, the two debts are paid first before dividing the inheritance. كذلك وصيته تنفذ. Likewise, his will is fulfilled. إذا كانت الوصية بثلث التركة أو أقل وكانت جائزة تنفذ رضي الورثة أو لم يرضوا. If the value of his will is 1/3 of the whole inheritance or less than that, then it would be fulfilled whether the inheritors accept or not, regardless of their opinion. أما إن كانت أكثر من الثلث, if it is more than 1/3 of the inheritance, الثلث لابد من إنفاذه, ما يساوي الثلث لابد من إنفاذه, what is equal to 1/3 of the inheritance has to be fulfilled, والباقي موقوف على رضا الورثة. As for the rest, it depends on the opinion of the inheritors. If they agree to fulfill it, it would be fulfilled. If they do not agree, it does not have to be fulfilled. مثلا مات شخص ترك تركة 10,000 دولار وأوصى بدفع 5,000 دولار منها مثلا للجمعية. هنا الوصية زائدة على الثلث. الثلث ثلث 10,000 دولار يدفع للجمعية, رضي الورثة أو لم يرضوا, وما زاد عن ذلك فهذا موقوف على رضاهم. For example, a person dies and before dying he made a will that $5,000 of his will, of his inheritance, would be paid for AICP. Now he left as inheritance $10,000. Everything, the value of everything is 10,000. And his will is for 5,000. So it is more than 1/3. In this case, 1/3 of the 10,000 would be paid to AICP, whether the inheritors accept or not. What exceeds that is contingent upon their acceptance. If they accept, it would be paid to AICP, if not, then no. أيضا إن كان يجب عليه الحج والعمرة وكان لم يحج, وجب عليه الحج والعمرة ولم يحج أو يعتمر, أيضا يخرج من التركة أجرة حج وعمرة. Also, if it is an obligation upon him, if it was an obligation upon him to make al-Hajj and al-Umrah, but he did not, then he died before doing them. In this case, the expenses of making al-Hajj and al-Umrah will be also taken from the inheritance before dividing it. Yeah, if he had a will. هلا إن قسمت التركة قبل فعل ما ذكرنا فهذه القسمة باطلة. Now, if the inheritance is divided between the inheritors, among the inheritors, before doing the aforementioned matters, fulfilling the aforementioned, before paying back the debts, fulfilling the will, and putting aside the expenses of Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah, in the case where this has to be done, if it is divided before that, then this division is invalid. Invalid. Which means the inheritor does not own what he was given. It is invalid. وكذلك لو بيع شيء من الوصية لذلك. Likewise, if a part, any part of the inherit شيء من التركة لذلك. Likewise, if any part of the inheritance is sold to be لذلك يعني ليوزع بين الورثة. كذلك لو بيع أي شيء من التركة قبل فعل ما ذكرناه فالبيع فاسد غير صحيح. Likewise, if anything among the inheritance is sold before doing, fulfilling the aforementioned matters, then this selling is invalid. This transaction is invalid. إلا إذا بيع لفعل شيء من الأشياء التي ذكرناها. Except if this item from the inheritance is sold to fulfill any of the aforementioned matters. فهنا يصح. Here it would be valid. مثلا واحد مات وما ترك عملة. كل الذي تركه مثلا بقر, قطيع من البقر. For example, someone dies and all his inheritance was a big flock of cows. That's all what he left behind. هنا إذا كان الحج والعمرة واجبين عليه قبل الموت وهو لم يحج ويعتمر وتقاسم ورثته البقر من غير إخراج أجرة حج وعمرة القسمة ما صحت. In this case, if it was an obligation upon him to make al-Hajj or al-Umrah or both of them before dying, and he did not do that, then the inheritors divide among themselves these cows, without taking out first the expenses of making al-Hajj and al-Umrah on his behalf, or al-Hajj alone, or al-Umrah alone, depending on the case. Then this division of the inheritance is invalid. Invalid. ولو اتفقوا على بيعها في هذه الحال ثم قسمة الثمن فيما بينهم فأيضا هذا البيع فاسد. If they agree to sell those cows before putting aside the expenses of Al-Hajj or Al-Umrah or both, and then to divide among themselves the price of these cows, this selling is also invalid. So the money that they got is not theirs. It is still owned by its original owner, by the buyer, the one who bought the cows, and the cows are still theirs. إلا أن يبيعوا شيئا من هذه الأبقار لسد أجرة الحج والعمرة. Except if they sell some cows to fulfill the expenses of Hajj and Umrah, or one of them. في هذه الحال البيع يصح. In this case, the selling is valid. بعد فعل ما ذكرناه يقسم الباقي بين الورثة. After doing the aforementioned matters, then what is the rest is divided between the inheritors. فالتركة كمرهون بذلك. So the inheritance in this case is like the collateral. تذكرون كيف قلنا أن الرهن لا يباع حتى يسدد كل الدين. كذلك التركة لا تقسم حتى يسدد الدين وتدفع أجرة حج وعمرة إن كان عليه وتفرز تؤخذ أجرة حج وعمرة إن كان عليه وتنفذ وصايا. Do you remember how we said that it was not valid to sell the collateral before fulfilling, paying back all the debt? And here it is the same. It is not valid to divide it or to sell any of it before fulfilling those three matters. Paying back his debts, fulfilling the will, and putting aside, taking the expenses of Hajj and Umrah or one of them. فتصير التركة مثل الرقيق الذي جنى ولو بأخذ دانق, مثل الرقيق الذي سرق ولو دانقا, لا يصح بيعه حتى يؤدي ما برقبته أو يأذن الغريم ببيعه أو يأذن الخصم ببيعه. يصير التركة مثل العبد الذي سرق شيئا قليلا, السيد لا يستطيع بيعه إلا بعد أن يؤدي ما برقبته. دانق يعني سدس درهم, شيء قليل, ولو كان قليلا السيد لا يستطيع بعد ذلك بيعه حتى يؤدي ما برقبته أو يأذن غريمه في بيعه. So this becomes also like the case of the slave person who steals even a little amount of money. In this case, his owner is not entitled to sell him or her except after paying back what is due on the slave or taking the permission of the stolen person or of the one, okay, of the owner of the stolen item.
Sayyid.
يعني في هذه الحال السيد إذا أراد أن يبيع العبد لابد أن يدفع أي السيد عن العبد ما برقبته. Which means in this case, if the owner of the slave wants to sell the slave, he needs to pay, he, that is the owner, has to pay what the slave owns, the owner of the stolen item. هنا بقيت مسألة. Here there is one more case. Let me mention it related to this issue. لو زاد الدين على التركة, لو كانت قيمة الدين أكبر من قيمة التركة, وقال الوارث أنا أريد التركة وأدفع قيمتها, قدر قيمتها أدفع للدين. مثلا التركة كانت بيتا, الوارث قال أنا أريد البيت لا أريد أن يباع البيت, قيمة البيت أدفعه بدل الدين. البيت قيمته 10,000 والدين 20,000. الوارث قال أنا لا أريد أن يباع البيت للوفاء بالدين, أنا أدفع قيمته, قيمته 10,000, أنا أدفع 10,000, يوفى منها ما يوفى, تقسم على الدائنين وأبقي البيت. الدائن أصحاب الديون قال لا, نحن نريد أن يباع البيت ثم ما يأتي منه يقسم علينا. في هذه الحال يجاب الوارث, إذا اختلفا في هذا يجاب الوارث, يعمل بما قاله الوارث. If the debts of a person are $20,000, he dies and the debts that are due on him are $20,000. All the inheritance that he leaves is a house which has the value of $10,000. That's all. For example, the inheritor of the house says, I do not want the house to be sold for the debt to be paid. I will put $10,000. That is the same value of the house. This is what the value of the house is now, the market value. I will put $10,000 to be given to, I will pay $10,000 to be given to the lenders. And I keep the house. The lenders say, we want the house to be, we want the house to be sold. Maybe they think maybe it will be sold for more than 10,000, more than the market value. So they disagree about this issue. In this case, the judge goes by what the inheritor wants. So what the inheritor wants goes. If he pays the value of the house, then the house is not sold to pay back the debts. He keeps it. وَلَوْ مَاتَ الشَّخُصُ وَوَرَثَتُهُ أَغْنِيَاءُ عَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ وَوَرَثَتُهُ أَغْنِيَاءُ وَالتَّرِكَةُ لَا تَكْفِي لِلْوَفَاءِ بِالدَّيْنِ. وورثته أغنياء يستطيعون أن يوفوا الديون التي عليه، هل يلزمهم ذلك؟ هل يلزمهم أن يوفوا ما زاد عن قيمة التركة؟ الجواب لا، ليس لازما. If someone dies and the value of the inheritance is less than the debts due on him, but the inheritors are rich people, so if they want, they can add to the inheritance, they can pay on top of the inheritance what is enough to pay back all his debts. Do they need, is it an obligation upon them to pay more, to add to the inheritance, to pay back all his debts? The answer is no. It is not an obligation upon them. The inheritance would be spent to pay back the whatever amount of the debts, and that's it. فَإِن فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ أَيْضًا. Now if they want to pay all his debts, so if they want to add to the inheritance, for example, to pay all his debts, also they are entitled to do, they can do it. قد يقولون مثلا نحن لا نريد أن يؤخذ من حسنات أبينا مثلا في الآخرة لسداد أصحاب الديون أو غير ذلك. For example, they might say, well, we do not want our father, for example, to lose some of his good deeds in the hereafter in paying back the debts, for example. أو قد يقولون مثلا أو قد يفعلون قد يقولون بدل أن يسبه الدائنون يترحمون عليه فيستفيد هكذا. Or they might say, instead of those people cursing him or talking bad about him after he dies, let us pay them and they will make dua for him. He will benefit from his dua. Or for other reasons. MashaAllah. الذي كان قادرا على الوفاء بالدين ثم مات من غير أن يفي بدينه، يعني بعد ذلك قصر ما وفى بالدين لتقصيره وكان قادرا، في الآخرة صاحب الدين يأخذ من حسناته. If someone can pay back the debt, but he falls short in that, he does not pay it after the debt is due, يعني بعد حلول الدين ما دفع. He fell short in that, although he was able to do it. In the hereafter, if he doesn't pay the debt back, in the hereafter, the lender takes from the good deeds, from his good deeds. ما شاء الله. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here. Before answering your questions. I have few questions here that I didn't answer the past time. So let me answer them first. And then... Okay, if someone is asking that in the coffee, for buying a cup of coffee, if you see everything that is put in it, then and you see what's in it, you can buy it just like that. You know what's there, you saw it, this is enough. No problem. If a woman is cleaning your house, for example, and you cannot stay alone with her, and you want to be sure that she is doing the job properly, you need to manage for that. You cannot stay with her at home alone, yeah. Yeah, if a man wants to stay alone with her, he is not entitled to do that. He brings, for example, his sister, let's say, to check how she is working. If he wants to do that. Well, he can also hire two trustworthy women, and then he can stay and watch how they are working. If someone is working in a company, and they offer him a life insurance, that is, he doesn't pay anything. He didn't go into any contract. I don't know what they did, but at the end, it comes to him that if he dies, a certain company will give his family, let's say, this amount of money out of their own will. Well, it's up to them. If they want to give it to his family can take them. No problem in that. Wait. Let me finish. Allah yubarak fikum. In the Shafi'i school, the woman is not entitled to travel alone without a mahram for any distance that is considered traveling. For any distance that is considered traveling. Which means like for 5 miles or less also. Even less. This is considered traveling. We are not talking about traveling in a space shuttle, or it's not, doesn't have to be, or in an aeroplane. This is traveling. As for Al-Imam Abu Hanifa in the Hanafi school, she can travel alone for what is less than the distance of one walking day. Less than that. One walking day is like maybe 25 or 27, 26 miles, something like that. So less than that. So for less than that, she can travel alone. And not for that distance or what's more. So it doesn't, this case is not related to the distance of Qasr. Those are two different cases. To shorten the prayer, there is a certain distance, etc. This is a case, an independent case. And for what distance a woman can go alone, this is another case. They are not related together. Except for a valid excuse. No, business. Who business? No. She makes business where she is. She does it in the same town, or she doesn't need to go to travel to make business. Except, like, if she does not find anyone to teach her the personal, what she needs to know among the knowledge of the religion in the area where she is. There is no one to teach her. Then she can travel to learn that, for example. Another example, if she gets killed, if she stayed where she is. So she travels to escape that. If she does not find any job to sustain herself, she doesn't have money. Not that she has $30,000 in the bank and $5,000 in the safe and one car, let's say two houses, two TVs or one TV, etc. And then she says, I need money to eat. Well, no, this is not what I mean. In this case, if she cannot find something to a job to sustain herself in the area where she is, she only can find that job by traveling, then she is permitted to do that. Things like that, it's not for any reason. Subhanallah, nowadays, men and women are used to like to go out. They like to go out. They got used to go out, yani to go to spend picnics and the like. They like to do that a lot. They imitate one another in doing that. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam lived in Mecca. Mecca, you know how the weather in Mecca is. He never went to At-Ta'if. At-Ta'if is a place to spend the summer. It's nice. The weather is nice there to spend the summer. It is like 70, 80 kilometers or min Mecca. About maybe 70 or 80 kilometers away from Mecca. It's a high place. Even it is mentioned in some sayings from some of As-Salaf, the companions, that this area was brought there by an angel from outside Arabia, from the area of Al-Sham, and put there. So anyway, it is a nice area. He never went there to spend the summer, or a part of the summer. That is to feel fresh, to feel, you know how's that. He never did it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he used to walk. He used to walk and get to a tree and sit underneath it. And that's it. He used to go walking to that tree. Sometimes he would go riding and sit underneath that tree. And that's it. It's not like nowadays, every weekend, people go for picnics, and every summer, I don't know for what, and so on, and they commit sins sometimes to do that. SubhanAllah. And somehow we need to train ourselves and our family members to have the good habits. If we do not train ourselves and our family members, then how are they going to acquire those good habits? If we do not SubhanAllah. In the past, they had the habit when they wanted to go out for a while, they would go to the graveyard and recite Al-Fatiha or something from Al-Quran or make dua to the Muslim people who died, who are buried there. This is what they used to do. In Beirut, for example, they had a habit before the month of Ramadan started, the last day in Sha'ban or before it, they used to go outside the you know how the cities in the past, they had walls around them. So they used to go behind the walls outside the city where the graveyard was. Nowadays, this habit, with time, it transformed. And nowadays, maybe half of the people of the city, the last day of Sha'ban, they go out picnicking. It's like a must. This is all what they remember from the habit of their ancestors. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, Sheikh Abdullah, Allah yubariku fihi. He would be amazed, like, sometimes he would spend, how many days do you think you can spend at home without going out at all?
10 hours.
10 hours? 2 days. He spent, I remember that once he spent 2 months or 3 months or 2.5 months. He never went out. He did not go out. And he was teaching, doing a lot of good things that, a lot. Sometimes at night, he would go out to the balcony. To the balcony he wouldn't go for like 15 days sometimes. He would go out, look to the sky, like for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, like that. Sometimes he would comment, MashaAllah, looking to the sky, is nice, looking like that. And then he would go back inside his house. And that's it. And that is it. So we need to train ourselves for certain things, I believe. Of course, if there is a need for you to go out to teach someone, you don't say, I don't want to go outside my house now. I'm training myself to. You know that, Yani. You know what I'm talking about. So, what were your questions? What?
Someone has a estate, he dies. There's an estate. The asset of the estate, like you said, 10,000. And the, who will take a wasiyah, but in Khanistan, is there always a third, dayman, a third, awalan, but then my father and the velik?
This is how it is.
Okay, always a third, and then.
It is what exceeds the third is contingent upon the acceptance of the inhabitants. I didn't say 5 miles. I said like 5 miles. Yeah, after inqita' al-bunyan. Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Muhammad. Go ahead, Muhammad. دين هيدا داخل بالديون بده يندفع. تفضل. إن رآه المشتري لا أحيانا لو كان العيب ظاهرا البائع يخبئه أحيانا يخبئه بحيث لا يراه المشتري. لا هلا أحيانا قد يظن أنه رآه بس ما بيخبيه، إذا كان ظاهر بيشوفه بس ما يخبيه. Sometimes even if the defect is very clear, the buyer, the seller might hide it some way to prevent the buyer from seeing the defect. Yeah. Tfaddali. If there is a necessity, so that would be weighed. If there is a necessity. Okay. تفضل علي.
Sheikh Samir, you mentioned this issue about the instrument is played alone, it can cause enchantment.
Yes.
What about this? Is there a situation where the instruments are played in a group and they cause enchantment?
What counts is if it is played alone. Yeah. This is what counts. Yeah, let's finish here first. There is what? Okay. If someone lives in a city and with time some suburbs, the buildings of some suburbs became joined to the city, so there is no, all the buildings are connected, if you want. In this case, the woman can move in that city, all of it with the suburbs, because the buildings are now all connected, so it's all considered like one city. Yeah, even if it is like for 90 miles, 100 miles, like that. Yeah, if it is used in the proper way to treat some illnesses, then it is permissible. But I am saying that to you. Don't go and spread this especially with some people who want to do to take it for other purposes, and then they say, "I'm taking it for medical purpose, or the like, purposes of the like." Yeah. But if the doctor, yani, sometimes the marijuana is used as in some treatments. Of course, by someone who knows what he's doing. It's not that, for example, I go and say, take marijuana for this or put this with the medicine. Or I don't know about that. Someone knowledgeable, an expert in that. Tafadhal. صح تفضل بسام
شخص مات عليه ديون الله ديون العباد وكان عليه الحج والعمرة وترك وصية لكن التركة لا تكفي
لكل هذه يقدم بعضها على بعض بعض منها يقدم على بعض If someone after their death makes al-hajj on their behalf, of course the dead person benefits from that. Yeah, Daria, go ahead. Yes. No, when we say someone warns against someone, if he knows, not if he heard from I don't know who, he needs to be sure about what he is warning about. If he is not sure, he doesn't talk. No, he does not talk. No, he does not talk. Nah, tafaddali. Shu ta'amil? بلا محرم لا محرم ذكر بده يكون ما هي البنت مثل امها تحتاج محرم لغير ضرورة وحدة لا لا لغير ضرورة وحدة لا أما مع نسوة ثقات بعضهم قال بعض الأئمة قال مع نسوة ثقات إن سافرت مع نسوة ثقات تفضل إلياس He pays as zakah. They pay as zakah. Yeah. There is a certain order in that. We'll get back to it, inshallah. Okay, barakallah. Nah, go ahead. When she feels, when she knows that it ended, then she checks. نعم تفضلي دكتور بعد ما يكون العنب حبيت العنب هن الحبة تخللت هي اللي بقلبها تخمر بعدين تخلل ما بيأثر كيف بده يعرف شو بده يفهمه هو انه ابوه وامه بيقضوا يعني شو ما بيعرفون واحد اذا بده يظن رضا بشيء بده يكون بيعرف اصحابه ومظبوط لا لا بتعلم ابنك you teach your child not to take something from another child. If another child gives him something, tell him do not take it. Because you do not know the parents of this other child. They might not accept that this happens. فيك تفضل يا شاهد. البخاري narrated it. نعم تفضل أبو أحمد. شو عرفوا أنه ما انتبه له؟ عرف؟ شو معرفه؟ هو بيظنه شافه. الأمر مبني على اعتقاد البائع. بائع ظاهر هيدا بيكون شافه مش في يقول هيك هذا الظاهر هذا الظاهر شو صح البيع إن باعه لاستعمال إن صالح بيادق للشطرنج صح البيع نعم بارك الله فيكم خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله بكم